I'm not sure how to handle the hacked chapter. Like, I am going to read it because it's part of it. Because it's whether this is real or not is kind of a big thing. Matt, you don't have to listen to me read My Immortal. If you have shit going on, do. If it's real and it's actually hacked, then the person who did it's a fucking asshole. But I don't. I do land on the side these days that this is not real. I don't think it's real. I'm not sure, but I don't think so. I just scrolled to, like, the spelling Lumpkin. That's not real. Lumpkin's not real. I think it was on chapter 26. Does that sound right? God damn, it's been a while since I did this. I feel like oh yeah, because the last one had the song I had to fucking look up. Chapter 26. Oh, this is no prep. Stop flaming. Okay, if you don't like the story, then go fuck yourself. You fucking prep. You suck. 111. Oh, Y and I wasn't being racist. Okay, 111. A few me. Shit, got me already. A few mutates later, vampire came to the tree. He was wearing a black leather Jackson, black leather pants, and a good Charlotte t-shirt. "Hi, vampire," I said flirtily as I started to sob. Draco hugged me sexily, triumphant to comfort me. I started to cry tears of blood and then told them what happened.
"Oh, fuck it!"
vampire shouted angrily. Hefor started to cry sadly.
"What fucking dick did that?"
"I don't know," I said.
"Now come on, we have to tell Dumbledore."
We ran out of the tree and into the castle. Dumbledore was sitting in his office.
"He's a sire." "Sire, our dads have been shot."
Shit.
"Sire, our dads have been shot,"
Draco said while we whipped some tears from his white face. "Enemy had a vision and dream." W.O. Dre started to cockle.
"And how do you expect me to know Ebony's not divisional?"
I glared at Dumbledore. Spelled right.
"Look, motherfucker,"
he said angrily as Dumbledore gasped. "See it, a toot of cracker?
You know very well that I'm not decisional. Now get some fucking people out there to look for Ciri's and..."
Shit, this is getting... With all of the typos, like, not being taken care of, this is hard to do, but I'm here to do it.
"Now get some fucking people out there to look for Ciri's and Lucien. Pornto!"
"Okay," he said in an intimated voice. "Where are they?" I thought about it. Then all of a sudden, "Longdon," I said. I told him which street. He went and called some people and did some stuff. After a few mistunes, he came back and said people were going out looking for them. After a while, someone called him again. He said that they had been found. Draco, Vampire, and I all left to our rooms together. I went with Draco to wait in the nurse's office while Vampire went to slit his wrists in his room. We looked at each other's gothic, derpressed eyes. Then we kissed. Suddenly, Sirius and Lucien came in on stretchers, and Professor Sinister was behind them.
No, that's the thing. I wish I could do Sinister's voice. Did he leave right away when I started reading? How long did he last? poor man. Gort, no, yeah, that makes sense.
Chapter 27. Vampires will never hurt you.
Nope.
Vampires will never hurt you.
Arthur's note. You know what? 111, I don't give a fuck what you preps think about me, so stop flaming your fucking story, bitches. 1111, thanks for the raven. You just love sport and help love you girl so I was could not update. Well, I was really depressed and I slipped my wrists and had to go to the hospital. Raven use girl. 1111.
That was a journey. That's all Sinister said.
Everyone in the room started to cry happily. I had saved them. Draco, Lucian, Sirius, Bond, Vampire all came to hug me. The nurse started to give them medicine.
Oh, what the fuck voice did I do for, Sinistra again? Sinistra slash Trelawney. I think I agreed I would do whatever voice she was called in that time, like in whatever sentence. I can't do TSM's voice. No. I'm not going to try to do Sinister's voice. Wait, Sinatra? Oh, that is what it says. Never mind.
Hang on, let me look up what Frank Sinatra sounds like when he's talking. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Frank Sinatra interview, 1965. Let's see.
Come on, Enaby, said Professor. I really wish I could convey the various spellings of Professor, but there's just no way. Said Professor Sinatra. She was wearing a gothic black leader dress with a corset top and real vampire blood on it. And fucking black veff.
It's getting harder, it really is.
And fucking black platinum boots. I have to tell you, the fucking perdition.
What the fuck?
China check. I locked at Lucian, Seraphs, Drake, and Vampire. They nodded. I smelled happily and went into a dark room. I had changed. Professor Sinister took out some black cards. She started to look into a black crucible ball. She said,
Terra, I see Drakhtar's in there,
she said badly. She peered into the balls.
You see, you must go back in time.
She took out a time toner like Bloody Mary had.
When Voldemort was in Hogwarts, before he became powerful, he got his hearth broken. Now, do you think he would still become Voldemort if he was in love?
You have no idea how many takes that took me the first time. But I was ready for it this time.
I shook my head.
You must go back in time and seduce him. It is the only way. If he is still evil, then you must kill him. You can come to my room tomorrow and you can do it.
Okay, I said sadly. We did death's to sin. I went outside again, sadly.
No clue what that second sentence was supposed to say.
What fucking happened? What fucking happened? Asked Draco and Vampire.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Asked Darkness, Willow, and Baldy Mary. I was about to tell them, but everyone was there. They were celebrating Lucian and Sirius being fond. Everyone was proud of me, but I just wanted to talk to Draco. They were cheesing my name, and some reporters were there, trying to interview Dumbledore. A banner was put up. Lots of fucking preps were there, obviously, tring to BB Gothic, wearing the him sign on their hands, despite them not having actually heard of him.
Now, this is what I checked back over. What does HIM stand for? It's like H-I-M. His Infernal Majesty? Good. Okay, well, I'm going to read it then.
Lots of fucking preps were there, obviously trying to be gothic, wearing the His Infernal Majesty sign on their hands, despite them not having actually heard of him. Even Mr. Norris looked happy. A black and red cake had been brought out. Crab and Goik set up some fireworks in the shape of skulls from Wesley's Wizard Wises.
I believe I did that in one take.
I put on my invisibility cloak with Vampire and Draco, and we sneaked outside together. Chapter 28.
Author's note, I said stop flabbing the story, it was Miskitman, prophecy rolling said, okay, one, go to fucking hell, one, you suck, fangs for the filly, for the help, Raven, have fun with Swift Kiwi, one.
Okay, fine, note to self, use the take where I said not His Infernal Majesty, I don't give a fuck.
We went into a black room. The walls were black with portraits of gothic bands like My Chemical Romance, Good Charlotte, and Marlon Mason all over them. A big black coffin was in the middle, red velvet lined the black box. There were three chairs made of bones with real skulls in them. I was wearing a black corset bar with purple stuff on it, fishnet suckings, and a black leather thong underneath. I sat down one of the chairs dispersedly. So did Draco and Vampire.
Are you okay?
Vampire asked, potting his alabastered hand on mine. He was wearing black nail polish. I was wearing black nail polish with red...
I love this.
He was wearing black nail polish. I was wearing black nail polish with red crosses on it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I guess, I said sadly. Draco also put his hand on mine sexily. I smiled sadly with my black lipstick.
The problem is, I have to seduce Voldemort. No. I have to seduce Voldemort. No. I have to.
It's hard. It's hard to do it wrong.
I have to seduce Voldemort. I'll have to go back in time.
Draco started to cry sadly. Vampire hugged him.
It's okay, Ebbaby, he said finally. But what's about me? You're not going to break up or anything, are you?
Of course not, I gasped.
Really?
He asked. Sure, I said. We Frenched sexily. Vampire looked at us longingly. Then, I took off Draco's MCR shrift. Nope.
I like to read it out. I think it's funny.
Then, I took off Draco's My Chemical Romance shrift and seductively took off his pants. He was hung like a Stallone.
Christ Jesus on the cross.
He was hung like a Stallone. He had replaced the vampire tattoo that said Enemy on it. Black roses were around it. I gasped. He looked exactly like Gerard Way. Vampire took a video camera. I had said it was okay before.
Consent is very, very important.
I took off my clothes. Then we were in for the rid of Arliff. We started fretching as we climbed into the coffin. He put his spock in my you-know-what, and passively we did it.
I love you, Ebbaby. Oh, let me feel you. I need to feel you!
He screamed as we got an orgasm. We watched Vampire filmed everything perfectly. Suddenly...
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing?
It was... Snope and Professor McGoggle. 111. Chapter 24.
Oh, this note sucked this fuck up. 1-1, you're just jealous because you prepped, so fuck you. 1-1-1-1, Raven, you rock, girl. Thanks for the help. MCR rock 666. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Hello, Chicago! Oh, my Satan! Oh, my Satan! 1-1, we screamed as we jumped out of the coffin. Snap and Professor McGonagall. Snap and Professor McGonagall. Nope.
Goonagle. I think I want to say McGonagall.
Snap and Professor McGonagall started to shoot at us angrily.
Someone post a screenshot of this line.
Come now, one! Preacher McGonagall yielded. We did, guiltily. We left the room, putting on our clothes. Snoop garbed the caramel and put it in his pocket.
What?
Snoop garbed the caramel and put it in...
Oh, camera.
Snoop garbed the caramel and put it in his pocket.
Hey, what the fuck?
Vampire shooted angrily.
Wow.
Yeah, Buster, what the fuck are you going to do with the fucking camera? Draco demanded, all protective, looking at me longingly with his gothic red eyes. Look, Dumbledore knows your little secret, and if you do this again, then you will go to St. Mango's. So give back to camera, 1-1-1-1.
This is supposed to be in quotes, but it's not in quotes, so I'm not going to say it, I'm not going to say it as dialogue.
Ha 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 ha, the mystery of magic thinks he is crazy. There is no way they will believe him, Snoop laughed meanly.
Innocent.
It's innocent, that's what I'm supposed to say.
Yes, so shut your mouth, you innocent f- Yes, so shut your mouth, you insolent. Muff, muff, muff. Yes, so shut your mouth, you innocent fools,
yelled Professor McGonagall. She made us come into a weird room with white stones all around it. There were all these weird tools in it. Draco started to cry all sexy and sexitive. Get it? Because he's a sex bomb. LOL, Tom Felnot rules for life, but not as much as Gerard you could sec... What?
Okay.
Get it? Because he's a sex bomb. LOL, Tom Felnot rules for life, but not as much as Gerard. Your sex on legs, I love you, fucking rock. Marry me, 1-1-1. I started to cry tears of blood.
It happens in Vramper Chronicles. Raven said so, okay, so fuck you, one.
Vampire took out a black handkerchief and started to wipe my red eyes. And then, he and Snoop both took out guns using magic. They started to shoot each other angrily. None of the ballots got on each other yet. I took out my wand.
Crozio!
I shouted. Snap stated to scram, he dropped the gun. But it was too late. Both of them had run out of ballets.
I stopped to curse!
Professor McGonagall did a spell so that we were all chained up. She took out a box of tools. Then she said,
Okay, Cerberus, I'm going to go now.
She left. Snap started to laugh evilly. Vampire started to cry.
It's okay, Enaby, said Draco. Evergreen will be all right. Remember the Sidio you took of Snake?
Yeah, I hope Evergreen's going to be all right. Those shipping routes won't fix themselves.
Snape laughed again. And then he took out some whips, 1-1-1-1. Chapter 30.
Oh, this don't stop flaming the story, okay? You don't know what's even going to happen, okay? 1-1-1-1, so full you, 1-1-1. If you flame, you'll be a prep so all flamers can kiss my ass, 1-1-1. Sals for saying alchemers is dangerous, but says your mystery is opening because society basically sucks. Thanks for raving, you rock, bitch, 1-1-1.
That's basically the voice I've been doing for present Mike on the My Hero Academia recordings.
Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way. Her quirk, gothic. You know, like.
Who is it? Is it Vampire and Draco and Enemy altogether? It is.
No! No! No!
We screamed sadly.
Oh, no, hang on.
111! 111! 111!
We screamed sadly. Snap did loafing meanly. He took out a camera envily. Then, he came towards Darko. One. He took some stones out of his pocket. He put the stones around Draco and lit a candle.
What the fuck are you doing?
I shooted angrily. Snoop laughed meanly. He pulled down his pants.
I've never gotten this far in the pic before. I thought this line was made up. I didn't know it was really in.
I gasped. There was a dork mark on his you-know-what 1-1. He waved his wand and a knife came. He gave the knife to me.
You must stab Rumpire, he said to me. If you don't, then I'll wrap Draco 1.
No, you fucking bastard 1!
I yielded. But then Draco looked at me sadly with his evil gothic red eyes that looked so depressant and sexy. He looked exactly like a pentagram. Hello, I get it, because I'm a Satanist. Between Kurt Cobain and Gerard. But then I looked at Vampire, and he looked so smexy too with his gothic black hair. I thought of the time when we screwed, and the time I did it with Draco and Dumbledore came, and the time where Draco almost committed suicide, and Vampire was so sportive. Snipe laughed angrily. He started to pray to Voldemort. He started to do an incapacitation, dancing around the Stokes, whipping Draco and Vampire. Suddenly, an idea I had. I closed my eyes, and using my vampire powers, I sent a telepathetic massage to Draco and Vampire so they would destruct Snape.
Dumbledore will get you! Draco shooted.
Yeah, just wait until the Ministry find out! 1-1,
Draco yelled. Meanwhile, I took out my wand.
You ridiculous dunderhead, 111,
Snoop yielded. He took off all of Draco's clothes, just as he was about to rape him.
Crozio!
I shited, pointing my wound. Snoop screamed and started running around the room screaming. Meanwhile, I grabbed my black mobile and sent a text to Sirius. I stopped doing Crucio.
You dunderhead! 111, I'm going to kill!
Shouted Snape, but suddenly Cerberus came.
What the fuck? What the fuck am I supposed to do here?
Snake put the whip behind his back.
Oh, hello, Cerv. I was just teaching them something, he lied.
But suddenly, Lucian and Professor Trevelyan came into the room, and they and Sirius unlocked the chains and put them around Snap. Then Professor Trevelyan said,
Come on, Ebony. Let's go.
Chapter 31.
Other than I said, shut the fuck up, you quiffs! 111, stop calling Ebony and Mary Sue, okay? You don't even know what's going to happen, okay? So fuck you, 1111. Thanks, form of BFF Raven, for D-Help 1111.
I always knew you were on Voldemort's side, you son of a bitka.
Buffy rocks 111. Sirius said to Snape.
No, I'm not. I was teaching them something, one, Snap clammed.
Oh, fucking yeah?
I took some black Voldemort serum out of my pocket and gave it to Cerberus. He made Snap drink it. He did angrily. Then Luscious took out a tape recorder and started playing it while he did curses on Snap. Then Professor Sinister and Lucian made us get out with them while Snape told his secrets.
Secretes.
while Snape told his secretes. Lucian took Vampire and Draco to the nurse after thanking me a million times. Professor Trevelyan took me to a dark room. Now I was going to go back in time to seduce Voldemort. Moving posters of My Chemical Romance and Nirvana were all over. Hermione, Darkness, and Willow came too. Bloody Mary gave me a black bag from Tom Ridd's store.
"What's in the bag?" I asked Professor Trevelyan.
"You will see," she said. I opened the bag. In it was a sexy, tight, low-smut black leather gothic dress. It had red corset stuff, and there was a slit up the leg. I put it on. My friends helped me put on the black fishnets and black pointy boots Willow had chosen. Willow in Darkness helped me put on black eyeliner and blood-red lipstick.
"You look fucking kawaii, bitch," Bloody Mary said.
"Thanks," I said.
Jesus Christmas Christ.
"Okay, now you're going to go back in Tim," said Professor Sinister. "You will have to do it in a few sessions."
She gave me a black gun. I put it in a strap on my fishnet, like in Red Is Net Evil. Then she gave me a black time-turner.
"After an hour, used a time-turner to go back here," Professor Trevelyan said.
Then she and Bloody Mary put a pensieve in front of me. Everyone went in front of it.
"Good luck! Good luck! Good luck! Good luck! Good luck!
Good luck!
Good luck!
Good luck!" That's everyone that's in the room, I think.
Oh.
One.
Everyone shooted. Darkus and Willow gave me Death's Touch Sin. Then, I jumped sexily into Depensive. Suddenly, I was informed of to school. In front of me was one of the sexiest goth guys I had ever seen. He was wearing long black hair, kind of like Mikey Way, only black. He had grin eyes like Billy Joe Armstrong and pale whipped skin. He was wearing a black ripped-up suit with Vans. It was Tom Bombadil.
One.
Chapter 32.
"Oh, this is known as said Stop Flaming. I know it is damn, but it's Tom Bodle, but that was a mistake. One. If you don't like the story, then you can go screw yourself. One. You suck. One.
"Hi," I said flirtily. "I'm Enemy Wade, the new student."
I shock my pale hands with their black noil polish with him.
"The name's Tom," he said. "But you can call me Satan. That's my middle name."
We shook hands.
"Well, come on. We have to go upstairs," Satan said. I followed him.
"Hey, Satan, do you happen to be a fan of Grande?"
"Since My Chemical Romance and Evanescence don't exist yet, Den," I asked.
"Is Green Day a band with goth cred?" "Really? Okay. Yeah. See, I'm with Void. Honestly, I don't think. I mean, Gotham. Wait, is that an actual genre of music or was that a typo?" "Okay."
"Oh my fucking god, how did you know?" Satan gasped. "Actually, I like Good Charlotte a lot too. Get it, 'cause Good Charlotte did that song, I Just Wanna Live, that sounded really 80s.
"Oh my god, me too,"
I replied happily.
Of course.
Guess what? I have a concert in Hogsmeade, Satan whispered.
Hogsmeade?
I asked.
Okay, you will officially never, never, ever, ever convince me that this was ever written unironically. That this is definitely a work. This has to be a fucking work. There's no way.
Yeah, that... And this next line especially.
Yeah, that's what they used to call it in these time before it became Hogsmeade in 2000. He told me all secretively. And there's a really cool shop called Hot Topic, I finished, happy again. He frowned confusedly. No, it's called Hot Issue. He smiled scruffily again. Then in 1998, they changed it to Hot Topic, he moaned. Oh, now everything was making sense for me.
So is Dumbledore your prince pill?
I shouted. Uh-huh. He looked at his black nails. I'm in Slytherin.
Oh my fucking god, Shmee too! I shrieked, kid.
There's two things in prose that I take extremely seriously. One of them is the word shrieked, and the other is at the top of his, her, their lungs. That's something I take seriously.
You go to this skull?
Get it, because I'm gothic? He asked.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm new! I smelled happily!
Suddenly, Dumbledore flew in on his broomstick and started shredding at us angrily.
No talking in the halls!
He had short blonde hair and was wearing a polo shirt from American Ogle Outfitter. He had...
Fuck me, guys.
He had short blonde hair and was wearing a polo shirt from American Ogle Outfitters.
Stupid goths.
Satan rolled his eyes. He's so mean to us goths and punks. Just because we're in Slytherin and we're not preps. I turned around angrily.
Actually, I think maybe it's because you're a Barklord.
What the fuck? He asked angrily.
Oh, nothing,
I said sweetly. Then suddenly, the floor opened.
Oh my fucking god, no, I screamed as I fell down!
Everyone looked at me weirdly.
Hey, where are you going? Satan asked as I fell.
I got out of the hole, and it was back in the pensive in Professor Trevorley's classroom. Dumbledore was there.
Dumbledore, I think I just met you, I said.
Oh yeah, I remember that, Dumbledore said, trying to be all gothic. Sinister came in.
Hey, this is my classroom, mate. What the fuck, enemy? What the hell are you doing?
I looked at her.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
What the hell? How?
I screamed, forgetting that she was a teacher for a second. But she's a goth, so it's okay. Professor Sinister looked sad.
I was drinking Voldemort serum.
She started to cry black tears of depression. Dumbledore didn't know about them.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Hey, are you crying tears of blood? He asked curiously, touching a tear.
Fuck off! Fuck off!
We both said, and Dumbledore took his hand away. Professor Sinister started crying again in her chair, sobbing limpid tears.
I'm a fucking cold enemy.
I think I'm addicted to Voldemort serum.
Other than I see you fucking preps, you fucking sell that Sarah's issues 20 go to hell! 1-1-1-1-1-2.
Chapter 33.
Other than that, I said shut up, it's number 4 cave, you don't like the story in your preps, so fuck you flammers, 1-1-1-1-PS, I'm not updating until you give me 5 god reviews until I get men to mean 1-1-1-1-1, you suck, 1-1-1-1! Thanks for Raven for any help, I promise to give you with you stubs your story, lols, 1.
I don't give a fuck. I said 20, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh my fucking god!
1. I shooted sadly.
Should we get you to St. Mangus, bitch?
I don't know if it's gonna get better than that, folks. I think that might be the best line of the whole thing.
Hell no, she said. Listen, Iggy, I need your help. Next time you go back in, Tim, do you think you could ask Tom Anderson for some help?
What?
Sure, I said sadly. I went outside the door. Draco was there 1-1-1. He was wearing a big black Good Charlotte t-shirt, which was his Panama's.
Hey, sexy, I said. How'd it go, Annabe? He asked, and his voice was so sexy and low, kind of like Gerard Way when he's talking.
Fine,
I responded. We stared to go back into the dorm.
How far did you go with Satan? Draco asked jealously.
Not too far, lol, I borked.
I'm so fucking stupid.
Not too far.
I should get Wicked to voice model that line for me. Oh God. Oh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Oh. Fina Ferna Ferna. Oh, shit. I'm being culturally insensitive.
What do you have to do with him? Draco asked angstily.
I hope not too far, 1-1-1! I shouted angrily.
Then I felt bad for shooting at him. I said sorry. We Frenched.
What happened to Snipe?
I growled.
You will see,
Draco giggled mistressly. He opened a door. Snap and Lumpkin was there. 1-1. Sirius was pokering them by staging them with a Blake knife.
No, please! 1-1-1-1!
Lumpkin bagged as Sirius started to suck his blood. I laughed, statistically. I talked some photons of him and Snap being torqued.
Okay, I noticed, man, but think about it, people. They're pedos, and Snap tried to rap them in any way said it struck. Has anyone seen Shrek Attack 3, lols?
We took some of Snipe's blood, and Draco and I went back to our rooms. We sat on my gothic black coffin. My clothes were kind of dirty, so I put on a black leather outfit thingy kind of like the one Suleen has in Andre World.
If you haven't heard of it, then fuck you, 1-1-1!
I put on some black platform high heels. Darko put on Desolation Livers by My Chemical Romance. Dan. We started to take of each other's clothes. I talk of his shit, and he had a six-pack, lols. We started to mac out, look into Grudge. He put his wetness
in my you-know-what sexily. I got an orgy.
Oh, Draco! 1-1-1-1-1-1-1! Oh my fucking god, Draco! 1-1-1-1!
I screamed passively as he got an erectation. I love you, Tabri. He whispered sexily, and then we fell asleep long.